Father's Day is just around the corner, and you probably need a gift for your hairy dad. Make your dad proud this year and get him and yourself the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right. The Lawnmower 4.0. Get 20% off and free shipping using the promo code HAYES. That's H-A-Y-E-S at manscaped.com. Use the promo code HAYES at manscaped.com. The Jays are back in action tonight, and with everything that went down last night, Gerrit Cole is on the mound. You know, spider tack or not, this guy's a machine. So
I like Gerrit Cole with no spider tack against chicken strips any day of the week.
Oh, you feel good about chicken strips? What if he's no, what if
no,
he can't use
no.
barbecue
I like
sauce?
Gerrit Cole. I like Gerrit Cole against chicken strips
no
any
kidding.
Day of the week.
No kidding. Of course you do. Who doesn't? Like, this is the issue that the Jays are going to run into here, where it's all about the bullpen. And as I said earlier, Ryu's last three starts.
Not
okay?
so good, man.
Not so good. 17 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's given up 17 hits, 12 earned runs. He's got 7 strikeouts, 8 walks. Mm-hmm. He's got more walks than strikeouts in his last three outings.
He's
that
just
is
not
just,
in his groove, man.
He's not in his groove, which is going to happen. They're going to have ups and downs, and he's given you 6 innings. But we focus on the bullpen, blowing leads, and all that kind of stuff. If the rotation starts to leak at all, it's pack up your bags.
It's
see you later. It's curtains. You're done.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, the definition of the starter is to stop losing streaks for teams and to continue winning streaks. That's when your ace is going in there. That's the main thing baseball people talk about, what your ace does. But sometimes if the ace falls into a bit of a lull, someone else has got to pick him up. Who the hell is that going to be? Bobby Ray?
Yeah, it's Bob Ray. That's who it is right now. If we're going to continue with this, it's Bob Ray. Because yeah. Robbie Ray's been a stud. Like, he's pitched over the weekend. Like, the bats were the story again because they exploded the way they did. But Robbie Ray's been consistent, man. And Ryu will get this under control. Like, this, for your average starter, is a pretty good 3-game run. Like, it's not that bad. For him, it's a little bit alarming because, you know, he's walking a lot of guys. He's given up a lot more earned runs than he generally would. And he's got a 6.11 ERA in his last three starts. Not ideal, you know, not ideal. But I think he'll smooth that out. He'll be fine as long as he stays healthy. Robbie Ray, if he continues to pitch the way he is, he'll be okay. Manoah's been pretty good through 4 rounds, right? Pretty good. So you just need the bullpen to hold on. And I'm not waiting for Shapiro and Atkins to. They're not going to do anything crazy. I think they'll acquire someone or a couple of arms in the next week or so, and they'll trade future considerations, and it'll be a guy who's maybe can throw some smoke, and he's got like a 4.50 ERA, and it's a reclamation project, but it can't be any worse than what they have. But they're not going to trade massive young pieces for patchwork bullpen arms. They're not going to do that. So they have run into a ton of injuries. Like, Kirby Yates never pitched 1 inning for this team. Blew out his arm. Merriweather's been injured for the majority of the year. Baruchy's been out. Phelps is done for the year. You know, they've had a lot of injury problems. And that is legit, but you've got to overcome it. And at this point, it's just not a good scene.
Well, we need Brad to come out of retirement.
That's what you need. That's exactly, and that's why we invited him on today, because
talk him in.
We're going to represent the Blue Jays. He doesn't know this yet, but Shapiro and Atkins have personally asked us to try to recruit Brad Lidge. Here he is, former MLB closer, MLB Network radio host. One of our favorites, Brad Lidge. Would you ever entertain that idea? Because the Blue Jays could use you right now, Brad.
Listen, I'll entertain anything these days.
Okay.
You're darn right. I definitely have an inning, and, I'll crank away on the slider for an inning, and then we'll see if I can even lift up my arm the next day. But, you know, if you need a good inning, maybe I can give you that.
Yeah. Brett. Oh, the Jays would take anything right now. They'd take an out. Forget an inning. They'd give them an out. They'd take it. I mean, it's a mess. And I'm sure you heard Charlie Montoya last night. He dropped an F-bomb, which I've never – he is the most happy-go-lucky manager I've ever seen. Everything's all good. The sun comes up tomorrow, and even he's having meltdowns. He's like, this bullpen's a mess, and what can we do?
Yeah.
These are the guys, and this is it. I mean, how would you respond if you're in the bullpen, hearing your manager say something like that?
Well, listen, I think, you know, we kind of forget because everything seems to be, so positively oriented these days, and, you know, managers need to take that approach. It's 2021, but every once in a while, a good, you know, kick to the butt will be a good thing. And I think, you know, guys in the Pen need to know, hey, listen, you know, if you can't get it done, somebody else can. And, you know, you mentioned Kirby Yates there, and it hasn't been an easy path with the injuries and everything else. But, you know, at some point, if that's been the big, you know, reason your team is not able to get to the next level, then they either have to step up or somebody else will. And so I think that's fair to be pissed off. And it's fair to, you know, I'm not saying you need to scare guys and make them, you know, pitch like, you know, they're scared they're going to lose their job out there. But you do need to let them know they need to step up and perform better. That's just the reality.
Well, they've continued to watch it, Brad. I mean, I don't know what the hell they're waiting for. I mean, these kids, the offense is kind of proven to everybody around baseball that they're kind of legit and they're good enough to put up runs. I don't know why they don't try to address this problem. Like Charlie basically was crying for help yesterday, saying, "Come on, like I got nothing else to do here. I got to put these guys in." Like, I don't know why this hasn't been addressed. I think all of the Blue Jays fans are wondering the same.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's never an easy thing to do, you know, in June. And that's kind of part of the problem. Like, it can cost you a lot of games, but it's really hard to address it through a trade in June when teams aren't ready to really trade yet. Teams still kind of want a little bit more intel on who, you know, who they are and if they're going to need these guys. And so I think, you know, in some aspects, you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, because if this was the end of July, then a lot of teams are ready to move guys and you can make a trade real, you know, really relatively easy. But in the middle of June, it's a lot harder for teams to commit to making a trade because, I mean, shoot, if you were the Cubs, you know, they've been playing great. They were probably looking at trying to trade Kimbrel, you know, when the season started. They were probably hoping he was healthy and probably hoping he was going to deal, and lo and behold, he's done both those things. But now all of a sudden, they're leading their division, so it's harder to trade him right now. If they come, you know, if they fall flat here in the next month, though, and they, you know, fall back to the middle of the pack, then a guy like Kimbrel goes back on the market. But, you know, it's tough at the moment for a lot of teams to say, we're definitely out, we can trade bullpen pieces, you know, until July gets a little bit closer, or the end of July gets a little bit closer.
We're chatting with longtime MLB closer and MLB Network radio host Brad Lidge. So the story in sports right now is spider tack, you know, foreign substances, and I'm sure you heard Tyler Glasnow yesterday where he's saying he used to use sunscreen and rosin basically just for grip, and then he stopped using it a couple of starts ago, and he activated muscles he had never activated before, and he feels like that's why he blew out his arm, or nearly blew out his arm. And I don't think he's alone. There's a lot of pitchers who are saying, listen, this is what we've been using. Everyone uses something simply for grip. But there's also, within all of that, clearly there are some players weaponizing foreign substances, like spin rates, and they're throwing balls that have never been seen before in Major League Baseball. So where do you draw the line here, Brad, as a guy who pitched in the majors for a long time, had a ton of success? How can baseball make this work? And what should be the plan?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the problem is, you know, in one sense, MLB is completely right to address this and say this needs to come out of the game because certain pitchers are taking this thing and going way too far with it. It is absolutely probably generating more, you know, spin rate and velocity. I don't disagree with that, and I think it needs to come out of the game, guys that are loading it up too much. On the other hand, MLB completely dropped the ball on their timing, and because they've done this in the middle of the season, you're having pitchers that have to make adjustments on the fly because MLB did not provide a replacement, you know, or, you know, something to that effect where they could say, hey, listen, pitchers, you can use this is approved by us, it will allow you to get a grip. This could have been an experiment that MLB did in spring training, and pitchers could have, you know, absolutely tried to test something else that was illegal and legal and sanctioned by MLB. Or MLB could have just simply waited until the end of the season and tried to implement this process next year, knowing that everyone is still on the same playing field this year. You know, MLB doesn't like the fact that hitters, you know, collectively are hitting 230 or whatever it is this year. I mean, it's been an awful year. But if you try and take away from the pitchers right now, then, you know, these guys have been doing the same things for years, if not like, you know, since they were in high school on trying to get a grip on the baseball. All of a sudden you take away, you know, the old sunscreen and rosin, which nobody had an issue with, hitters included. And you're saying, hey, listen, here's a slick ball. Go ahead and crank it up and try and get that spin rate back to where it was. you're going to have injuries because guys are out there now pitching with a little bit less, and they're going to try and do even more to get what they had before without having a good grip on the baseball. Not to mention, you're going to have hitters, you know, and I hope this doesn't happen, but, you know, one of the reasons the hitters were okay with pitchers having a little bit of grip is because they didn't want to take one off the helmet. I mean, that we could end up going back to that as well without a lot of pitchers having the same grip. So I think the end result is that because MLB has implemented this in the middle of the season, you're going to have more injuries. And I don't think they did a very good job, you know, processing this and calculating this and talking to pitchers about how it was going to impact them during the course of the regular season. Again, I think that MLB should do what they're doing, but the timing is just awful.
Other than injuries, like what kind of drop-off could we possibly see? Gerrit Cole takes the mound tonight against the Jays. Like,
yeah.
Could this guy wheel out there and be Rick Ankiel and be throwing it over the back screen? Or like, well, what kind of potential are we looking at for a guy that was a consistent user and had optimum performance?
Yeah, I think it's a really fair question. I don't think we're going to see, you know, Gerrit Cole of the Pittsburgh Pirates. I think he's a much better, much more polished pitcher from when he was there. But I also don't think we're going to see the same guy that was just having these explosive spin rates the last couple of years. If he was somebody who was indeed loading up, you know, a little bit with this, spider tack, I can see him still being a very, very good, you know, even if he was, I could still see him being a very, very good pitcher, but maybe not quite that top, you know, five guy in MLB, maybe more like a top 25 guy, which is still good for the Yankees, but obviously not the guy they paid for. Now again, that's assuming that he's loading it up and he's been using this stuff a lot. But I think when you connect the dots and you go back and you look at how his spin rates exploded when he got to Houston, when we already know Verlander has still said thank you to the Angels clubhouse guy for helping him with this stuff. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to connect the dots. It's likely, in my opinion, and I don't know this, but it is likely that Gerrit Cole was really kind of loading up the baseball and getting a lot of spin because of it. And I think you're going to see his spin rates take a step back, and I think he won't be quite as effective, but I still think he'll be a very good pitcher in the major leagues, of course.
Well, it's always great to have you on, Brad. We always love the insight, man, and this one obviously is right in your wheelhouse, and I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you for this.
All right, guys, you bet. Have a good one.
You got it. Brad Lidge, former MLB closer, MLB Network Radio. He makes a very good point. This is what Manfred is getting roasted for, right? Which, you know, he's always being reactive, and he's always like, oh, we got a problem. All right, this is it. We got to fix it. You've gone this far. Like, you're already a third through the season.
Panicky. It's panicky maneuvers.
Let it go through the rest of the year. Do what you're going to do, reset in the offseason, and then let pitchers work on it throughout the offseason.
Have a big powwow. Have a get all the pitchers and meet somewhere, yep, and see it with your own eyes, the effects, how it can help, I don't know. It's panicky.
You know what? All of these leagues,
gutless,
they're reactive instead of proactive. Mm-hmm. If they feel there's a problem, then get ahead of it and go, okay, you know what, we're going to get to your point, Hayes, like, let's get through this season, and this summer we're sitting down and we're figuring out what's best for the pitchers, the batters, and the best for our league moving forward. Because you do need a product that you need. This is an entertainment business, and if the pitchers are just dummying everybody, then that's not as entertaining. If the
right
hitters are just knocking them out of the park, it wasn't that long ago, didn't they change the density of the ball or something?
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, they've been messing around with stuff and
right, like,
forever.
I would much rather them be proactive. Everything is reactive. We got to do this. We got to change that. We got, like, just allow it to unfold and get smart people into a room to sort it out. People who have experience, pitchers and batters, and they can help with that process.
Absolutely, and there can be science behind it, like Brad just said.
Right.
Have something that can be utilized that is simply for grip, that cannot be weaponized, right? And even have, like, the training staff involved where it's like, this is how much you can offer up, and that's it. And let them use that, and then go ahead, throw whatever you got. And that seems like something you'd be willing to put some time into it, invest in, and get members of all three parties, four parties, pitchers that use it, pitchers that weaponize it, batters that don't care, and batters that really do care. Put them all in a room, figure out what you can find in the middle, and implement it starting next year. because the league doesn't end next year anyway. Like you're doing this for the next hundreds and hundreds of years. Figure it out. It doesn't have to be done overnight because there's an article in Sports Illustrated and people are freaking out today. But that's the way Manfred operates. And I agree with, you know, what Lidge and others have been saying. Glasnow said it last night. Do it during the offseason. It's a pretty massive change.